Back home now, and a study of suicidal teenagers admitted to one Australian hospital has found a number of shared risk factors, such as a history of family trauma, depression, or having been a victim of bullying. The study is published today in the Journal of Paediatrics and Child Health. It's hoped the findings can be used to better manage the young people who turn up to emergency departments across the country exhibiting suicidal behaviour. Rachel Mealy reports.
Dr. Rowan Borschmann believes the more we know about young people who exhibit suicidal behaviour, the more that can be done to address the problem.
So on any given day in Australia, we know that 1 in 7 young people aged 4 to 17 are experiencing mental health problems. So it certainly is a really big problem.
Dr. Borschmann is a senior research fellow and psychologist at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. He and his team analysed the patient files of young people who'd been admitted to one mental health unit at a Victorian hospital.
2/3 of the kids in our study reported that their parents were no longer together, and more than half reported a history of significant family trauma, and around 3 in 5 reported that they had been bullied seriously at some stage in their life.
The research also revealed that 3/4 of the children reported a recent history of sleep problems. Dr. Borschmann says it's troubling that these sorts of problems have to be dealt with in an emergency department.
If you've ever been to your local emergency department, you know that it's loud, it's busy. It's certainly not the appropriate treatment environment for adolescents who are either in crisis or aggressive or even under the influence of alcohol or other substances. So what we need is calming environments that are also safe, and certainly we need more staff training in terms of adequately identifying the kids who are at risk, and when they do turn up to the emergency department, organising the best place and the best treatment for them to receive immediately.
John Mendoza is an adjunct associate professor with the University of Sydney and a former chair of the National Advisory Council on Mental Health. He says this study shines a light once again on the problem of bullying.
There's no question at all that this is one of the new phenomena, and the issue that makes cyberbullying so different to previous schoolyard bullying and gang-related bullying is it is unrelenting. It is 24/7, and it has a profound effect on the well-being of young people who are subject to it.
Professor Mendoza says teaching resilience in schools is a key to breaking the cycle.
We have got to have universal social and emotional learning. Our kids have to build resilience for coping and managing with the sort of rapid change that we see in technology and social issues and so on in 21st century Australia.
Mental health expert Professor John Mendoza ending that report from Rachel Mealy. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call a Lifeline on 13 11 14.